Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the fascinating world of science. We talk about how science influences your life and how science changes the way you view the universe. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, why don't you give us a call? The call-in number is 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. When you hear the beep, all we ask is that you leave your name, call letters at the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe your thoughts will be heard on 100 radio stations and heard on the internet. And why don't you pick up a copy of my latest book? It's now a New York Times bestseller. In fact, it's my fifth New York Times bestseller. It's called Quantum Supremacy. It's about quantum computers. Computers that will leave digital computers in the dust. You know, when we look at the abacus, we laugh because the abacus is so primitive, and what can you do with it? Well, our kids in the future will look at digital computers and say, Mommy, Daddy, you thought that that was neat? I mean, quantum computers are millions of times more powerful than a digital computer. So find out what all the excitement is about. And quantum computers, why are they so fast? Why are they so powerful? They don't compute on transistors. No, quantum computers compute on atoms, the ultimate source of information, atoms. And that's what Mother Nature does. Mother Nature is not digital. I repeat, Mother Nature is not digital. Where in the universe do we find zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones? Probably only on the Earth. Maybe aliens in outer space simply jump over that stage and immediately compute on electron shells, which is what quantum computers are all about. So get a copy of the book, Quantum Supremacy, How Quantum Computers Will Change Everything. Well, we'll take a few listener phone calls, but first, let me just sort of summarize some of the big stories in science. The big story, at least for rocket scientists, is the fact that one of our space probes, Osiris-Rex, went a billion miles into outer space, intercepted an asteroid called Bennu, landed on the asteroid, took samples of the asteroid dust and rock, fired its engines back to the planet Earth, and dropped a parachute containing asteroid dust and dirt. Meanwhile, the mothership just kept on going, and it will intercept another asteroid, Apophis. Now, how dangerous are these asteroids? Quite dangerous. It turns out that Osiris-Rex comes back every 6 years to haunt us. Every 6 years, you can see Bennu coming around, having a near miss of the planet Earth. The closest it will come to actually hitting the Earth is in the year 2182. Mark that date down in case you have to be around. If you're around in the year 2182, there's one chance in 2000 that Bennu may actually hit the planet Earth. And how dangerous is that asteroid? Very dangerous. Bennu is 2,000 feet across. That's way bigger than a football field. That's about as big as a good-sized skyscraper. And if that hit the Earth, all hell would break loose. And so we're going to be mentioning asteroids, meteors, meteorites, and comets. So let me just give you a real quick definition of all these things. First of all, what is an asteroid? An asteroid is a rock in space. That's all it is. A rock in space is an asteroid, usually but not always, found between the orbit of Mars and Jupiter. We think there was a failed planet that existed between Mars and Jupiter that never quite gelled, leaving a debris field of asteroids. Now, when an asteroid enters the atmosphere, it burns up immediately. In a few seconds, it's all gone, and it leaves a streak of light called a meteor. So what is a meteor? A meteor is an asteroid that hits the atmosphere of the Earth and burns up. When it hits the ground, it's a meteorite. Now, comets. Comets are totally different from asteroids, meteors, and meteorites. Comets are gigantic, dirty icebergs from, mainly, outside the solar system. It turns out that outside the solar system, there's a cloud, a spherical cloud of rocks and ice and dirt called the Oort cloud. And every once in a while, something nudges the Oort cloud, and a comet comes barreling down into the solar system. So for the most part, comets do nothing. They just sit there in the Oort cloud doing nothing until something jiggles it, and then it comes barreling down toward the sun. Now, they are very dangerous because they give you no warning. In fact, they can hide behind the sun, and when they come out from behind the sun, they can catch you totally off guard. How much warning would you get if a comet came in from the backside of the sun? About 2 weeks' warning. So in other words, some comets are really dangerous. Now, some comets orbit inside the solar system, and they are called Kuiper Belt comets. They're short range. Halley's Comet, for example, is one of these short range comets that are inside the solar system. Now, you may say to yourself, why? Why bother to spend billions of dollars landing on a piece of rock and bringing back rock dust from outer space? What's the payoff? Well, the payoff is very simple. There are thousands of rocks out there called NEO, near Earth objects. Most of them bigger than a football field, all of which could cause tremendous damage if they hit the Earth. Now, objects smaller than a football field, we don't track. Too difficult to track. But we want to get an understanding of how potentially dangerous they are. Now, Bennu does not qualify for this. It's 2,000 feet across. But there's another asteroid we have to worry about, and that is Apophis. The asteroid hunter, Osiris Rex, was able to scoop up asteroid dust, bring it back to the Earth, and drop it off, and then it sailed on to the next target, another asteroid. So the same Osiris Rex that had this spectacular recovery of asteroid dust is on its way to Apophis. Now, Apophis is also quite dangerous. It is about 1,000 feet across, and it's going to have a near miss in the year 2036. In fact, some of you may see it. It's going to go right over your head. In fact, it'll be so close to the Earth, it'll fly underneath some of our satellites. You got that? It'll actually fly underneath some of our satellites that orbit the planet Earth. That's how dangerous Apophis is. Now, we have computer programs that try to get an approximation of the orbit of Apophis. We used to think it might hit the Earth. Now we think it's just going to miss the Earth, but you'll see it perhaps with the naked eye. When was the last time you saw an asteroid streaking overhead? Well, that's Apophis. It's going to go right through the atmosphere of the Earth, not burn up, but cause a light show, and you'll be able to see it with binoculars and perhaps with the naked eye in the year 2036. Watch for it when Apophis comes to your backyard. Well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic. Give us a call if you want to get on Science Fantastic and pick up a copy of my latest book, Quantum Supremacy, now a New York Times bestseller. And the number to call is 612-564-8135. Give us a call and you can have your thoughts heard nationwide.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You can give us a call and have your thoughts heard on air. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters at the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And maybe you can have your thoughts heard on Science Fantastic. Well, let me read some of the comments that I get from email. One comment is that, well, I've written about quantum computers. I wrote a bestseller about quantum computers. But the question is, when can I have a quantum computer on my desk? In other words, when is it going to hit the marketplace and change everything? Well, they're not ready yet. One version of a quantum computer is actually being marketed in Canada for sale. If you have a few million bucks lying around, you can get your own quantum computer. But it's not the full quantum computer. It only uses a piece of the quantum theory, not the whole theory. So you may have to wait. Sorry about that. You may have to wait a while before we can bring down the cost of these quantum computers so that the quantum computer you can access. In fact, where will it be? Probably in the cloud. These quantum computers require cooling systems, huge cooling systems of of liquid hydrogen, liquid helium, and what have you. And as a consequence, they're rather expensive and rather bulky. Now, Mother Nature does it with a flower, with a leaf. Mother Nature does it with a tree. We can't do that yet. Mother Nature is still ahead of us. Mother Nature has solved the problem of coherence. That is, making sure these atoms beat normally in synchronization. We do it by freezing it, by putting it near absolute zero. But Mother Nature can do it at room temperature. So believe it or not, Mother Nature is still ahead of us. That's why we don't have a cure for cancer, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. We don't have a cure for many of the diseases of old age, for example, for the simple reason that we cannot mimic the defects in your cells during old age. Old age is basically entropy. Entropy is a state of disorder. And when you apply entropy to atoms, you get genetic defects. That's what cancer is a disease of the genes. But one day, we'll have quantum computers that can read the molecular structure of these cancers, give us a dictionary of these cancers, and have a way to cure these cancers. For example, in the short term, one possibility is that your toilet bowl, believe it or not, your toilet bowl will be hooked up to an intelligent sewer system that picks up evidence of cancer, diseases, COVID-19, and things like that. Certain cities have already been wired up. Believe it or not, because of the COVID-19 crisis, the sewer systems of several cities now in America have been wired up to detect the genes of these deadly diseases. And that'll give us an immediate early warning system in order to protect our citizenry against these horrible viruses that are circulating around. And so, in other words, quantum computers are not quite ready for prime time. You can't buy one at the store unless you have a few million dollars to spend. But when they occur, when they hit the marketplace, they could change everything. They are potentially millions of times more powerful than a standard digital computer. And as I mentioned, who's worried about this? The CIA. The CIA realizes that it takes a code to break into a digital computer. You have to factorize a number. It takes perhaps hundreds of years to factorize that number. And so your computer is safe for hundreds of years. But with a quantum computer, you'll be able to crack the code almost instantly, meaning that the CIA is going to have a heart attack. So already the CIA is setting up groups to begin to confront the fact that at some point in the near future, digital computers are going to be vulnerable to an attack by a quantum computer. Now, my personal point of view is, why not use the quantum to defeat the quantum? In other words, if a quantum computer can defeat any digital computer, why not use another quantum computer to neutralize the first quantum computer? Fight fire with fire. That could be the solution to the problem of marketing computers, quantum computers that are so powerful they can break into any ordinary digital computer. Well, we're not there yet. It may be another 5-10 years before that happens, but when it happens, watch out. Digital computers could wind up in the dustbin of history. Well, another question I get is, well, Professor, the person asks, you work on string theory, but where's the beef? Where's the proof? Where's the evidence? Or is it just a lot of hype? Well, let me be blunt about this. There is a lot of hype around string theory, which is what I do for a living, in fact. But we should point out that there are glimmers of hope that we can test the theory. At Fermilab, as we mentioned before, we have a particle accelerator that looks for deviations from the standard model. The standard model is one of the most successful quantum theories of all time. It adequately describes the particles we see in nature. Electrons, protons, quarks, Yang-Mills particles. It goes on and on and on. The standard model correctly predicts the properties of subatomic particles at the low energy. Here's where the excitement occurs. We have now found a potential deviation in the Standard Model. This is causing a heart attack among physicists, because it means that all the hard work we put into creating the Standard Model is obsolete. If it turns out that it's true, it means there's a higher theory out there, a theory that even goes beyond the Standard Model, and that could be string theory. So we could be watching the first glimmer of experimental evidence that string theory is correct. Now, of course, it doesn't mean that it is correct. It could be another theory. But for the first time in the history of physics, we have found a deviation to what is called the Standard Model of subatomic particles. Now, for me, that's a joy, because it means that we may be able to test some of the aspects of string theory. I mean, of what use is a theory that predicts everything, but it predicts more than enough? It predicts universes that don't exist. That's embarrassing. We live in a universe that we can measure. Why not find one of these universes among the universes predicted by string theory? And that's where the excitement is all about. We hope that one day we'll be able to get definitive proof that string theory is correct. So once again, Fermilab outside Chicago has begun to detect deviations in the prediction for the magnetic moment of the muon. Now, what is a muon? What is a magnetic moment? A muon is a heavy electron. It obeys the properties of an electron, except it's much heavier. And therefore, it's easier to detect deviations from the Standard Model analyzing muons. Now, where do you find muons? Well, there's some going right through your body right now. Muons are part of cosmic rays. And cosmic rays are going through your body right now. Even as we speak, you are being bombarded by muons. So by putting muons in a magnetic field, it should spin like a top. Well, it does. It does spin like a top, as predicted, but it begins to wobble a little bit. And that's what the excitement is all about. The Standard Model predicts no wobbling. But there it is. The muon seems to wobble. And if it turns out that this feature persists, it means that the Standard Model of particle physics, which has held sway for the last 50 years, is incomplete. In other words, there are more particles out there at higher energies. And that's where string theory comes into play. And what is string theory? String theory, as I said before, it's simply a theory that says that all the subatomic particles we see in nature are nothing but musical notes. Musical notes on a tiny vibrating string. A, B flat, C sharp. All the notes of music correspond to the notes of a string. A string like a rubber band that you can stretch and you can vibrate. And so therefore, what is physics? Physics is the harmony that we can create. Chemistry is the melodies we can create. The universe is a symphony of strings, and the mind of God that Einstein wrote about is cosmic music resonating through hyperspace. That would be the mind of God. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break, and then we'll continue to answer questions that you sent. Science fantastic. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The likelihood of a government shutdown is on the rise. Today, the House was unable to approve a short-term funding bill. That bill, which encompassed substantial cuts and border provisions, faced opposition from all Democrats and 21 Republicans. The news of California Senator Dianne Feinstein's death hit hard at the White House.
Dianne made her mark on everything from national security to the environment, gun safety to protecting civil liberties. The country's going to miss her dearly, and so will Jill and I.
Feinstein served in the Senate for 30 years. The United Auto Workers Union set to strike at two additional facilities. President Sean Fain announced today that due to a standstill in negotiations, employees at the GM Delta Township plant near Lansing, Michigan, and the Ford Chicago Assembly plant will also be walking off the job. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question that's always been bothering you. And if you want to keep up with the latest developments in computer science, get a copy of my latest book, now a New York Times bestseller, also 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes is going to be doing a profile about quantum computers, and I've actually done an interview with 60 Minutes for that TV special. And so once again, the book is called Quantum Supremacy. Quantum supremacy is the time when a quantum computer can beat an ordinary digital computer. That has already happened. 3 years ago, a quantum computer outraced a digital computer. But we want to do it for all tasks, not specialized tasks. We're not there yet. It's still a horse race. But it's a horse race with many contenders. The Chinese have a version of a quantum computer. Also, we're talking about IBM. We're talking about Google. They all have candidates for quantum computers. It's up for grabs. And the nation or company that markets the first successful quantum computer may eventually dominate the world economy. That's how important things are. Okay, let's move on now and take a few listener phone calls. And again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Okay, let's take the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Steve in Jackson, Michigan. I'm listening to you on WKHM in Jackson. And my question is light magnetic? We know it's affected by gravity. Is it also affected by magnetism? Thank you.
Well, it turns out that light is made up of magnetism and electricity vibrating in unison. So yes, light is definitely affected by magnetism, because magnetism is one of the components of light. So how does it work? Well, if you take a sheet of paper and write down what are called Maxwell's equations, these are the equations that govern light. And these equations allow for waves, okay? Waves of magnetism. So light is, in fact, a wave of magnetism. But then magnetism, when it vibrates, creates an electric field. An electric field, when it vibrates, creates a magnetic field. And like a snake, back and forth, back and forth, each one creates the next one. Electric fields create a magnetic field. Magnetic fields create an electric field. An electric field creates a magnetic field, and the two vibrate in unison. When the two vibrate in unison, they travel at a velocity. Maxwell then calculated the velocity of this wave, and he was shocked out of his mind. He found that the velocity of this vibrating wave of electricity and magnetism was the speed of light. And then, in a prophetic essay, he wrote that maybe this is light. So what is light? Light is the vibrations of electric and magnetic fields, each one creating the next. Electric fields vibrate, create magnetic fields. Magnetic fields vibrate, they create electric fields, and back and forth. Now, one addition to this is the quantum theory. And the quantum theory says that at the very center of these waves is a particle. This particle then creates these vibrating waves surrounding it, and that particle is called the photon. So here we have a nice theory of light. What is light? Light is a particle. It's called a photon, but when it moves, it creates an electric field and a magnetic field that turn into each other, called electromagnetism. So to answer your question, is light affected by magnetism? Yes. Light is made of magnetism and electric fields vibrating around a photon. That's what light is. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break and let's get back to Science Fantastic. Give us a call, 612-564-8135.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, why don't you give us a call? The number is 612-564-8135. Give us a call and you can have your thoughts heard on national radio. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Michio Kaku. My name is Noah Glover. I love everything that you're doing. I'm calling from Coral Springs, Florida. And my question for you is, since dinosaurs have been roaming pretty much around maybe 200 million years, if I'm correct on that, dealing with no intelligence whatsoever, and all of a sudden, in the span of 100,000, maybe to 200,000 years, human beings pop up. For some reason, why is it the need that we have to exist in this short period of time if dinosaurs has been around for 200 million years with no existence? Why now? Thank you.
The answer is we don't know, but we can make guesses as to why it happened. You're right. The dinosaurs were around for about 200 million years, and in a blink of an eye, we've been around for about 200,000 years. It's a blip on the screen, and here we are, the dominant force in evolution on the planet Earth. So what is it that made us become intelligent? What do we have? Take a look at your body. First of all, we have stereo eyesight, eyesight of the hunter, two eyes zeroing in on a prey, the eyes of a predator, and predators are smarter than prey, because predators have to stalk, hide, camouflage. If you're the prey, what do you have to do? Run. So that's one ingredient of intelligence that we have. The second ingredient is we have the opposable thumb. We have arms. We can manipulate the environment, or we could have, in the animal kingdom, tentacles or claws to manipulate the environment. Third, language. We have not just grunts and groans, which is what animals have. We have vocabularies of thousands of words. Now look at the animal kingdom. Which animal has all three ingredients? You realize that what comes closest are the apes. And we are the only ones that have all three. So how is it that we became intelligent? Well, the ultimate answer is evolution, and it was an accident. But the accident had a solution, and the solution was to be intelligent, to have an opposable thumb, to have vocal cords, to have binocular vision, all three. Now, it took 200 million years to get all three together, But all three together came together, not in a dinosaur, but in a mammal. And so, in other words, ultimately, it is luck. But if you take a look at why were we so lucky, we had the three basic ingredients of intelligence. Hand-eye manipulation and language. These are the fundamental building blocks that allowed us to become intelligent. Okay, well, let's take the next listener phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Aloha, Professor. This is Diana. I'm on Maui. I'm listening to you on KAOI FM. And my question is this. Why is our universe, like the sun and our planets and our solar system, how come it's flat instead of like round or a ball or oblong? It's always depicted as just being a flat thing, like a disc. Thanks very much. I'm enjoying your show enormously. Aloha to you. Bye.
Okay, well, you're right. Every astronomy book shows that the solar system is a flat disc. And why is that? Well, it's because the solar system is spinning. You see, 5 billion years ago, the solar system was basically a ball of hydrogen gas. Probably spherical, but basically a clump of hydrogen gas floating in the galaxy. That's what our Milky Way looked like. But it was spinning slightly, and as gravity began to compress it, normally gravity would compress it evenly into a dot. But what happens is, of course, there's slight perturbations, impurities. So when gravity begins to compress this ball, it compresses the ball into a disc. And as it gets tighter and tighter, the disc begins to spin more and more rapidly because of the conservation of angular momentum. So a combination of the initial twist plus the conservation of angular momentum allows a pancake to form. And that's why our solar system looks like a pancake. Okay? So again, it's Newtonian physics that allows us to explain the shape of the Milky Way galaxy. We are flat because the rotation is flattening out the solar system, and here we are today.
It's obvious the unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, it's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to be part of the fun, then get to the telephone and call 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe your thoughts will be heard on national radio and the internet. So, give us a call. Okay, let's take the next listener phone call.
Hey, Professor, this is Robert Johnson. I'm listening on YouTube up here in Alaska, in Anchorage. I was just wondering, do you think it's possible that we aren't sure how old the Earth is, given that the crust does move around quite a bit? Do you think that there's civilizations that may have, you know, fell into the crust of the Earth and kind of melted down with, you know, all the magma and everything in there, destroying any and all evidence, you know, of some more advanced civilizations that, you know, didn't make it through a lot of these cataclysmic events, you know, throughout the billions of years that, you know, we've been here. Thanks.
Well, you actually raise an interesting question that's still being debated among archaeologists and scientists. Were there civilizations even before the known civilizations? Well, first of all, the Earth is about 4.5 billion years old. We know that by radioactive dating of the rock on the planet. And we know the dinosaurs were around for 200 million years. Humans were around for maybe 200,000 years. And the last ice age was 10,000 years ago. Now, before the last ice age, a civilization probably could not exist because the Earth was covered with ice in the last glaciation period. But 10,000 years ago, the ice began to melt. Then the question is, during that time, could civilizations rise and fall? And the answer is obviously yes. For example, about 5,000 years ago, agriculture gets up off the ground in a very fast way. Cities begin to form. Empires began to form about 5,000 years ago. But since the Ice Age ended 10,000 years ago, some people have speculated that maybe, just maybe, there were other civilizations that rose and then fell before the Egyptians and the Sumerians and the Babylonians. So our recorded history only goes back about 5,000 years. But what happened before then? And there was another 5,000-year gap since the melting of the ice. So some people say, aha, maybe there's time for other civilizations to rise and fall. Well, yeah, but you see, science depends on evidence. Without evidence, there's no smoking gun. You can make up any kind of story you want, but if there's no evidence to back it up, it's just a story. So to answer your question, yes. Is it possible that there could be other civilizations that rose and fell that we are unaware of? Yes. But we can't say anything more than that because we have no concrete evidence. And when we get the evidence, then of course we can make concrete statements about what happened way, way back in ancient times. And so there are gaps in our history. And remember that recorded history, history that we can actually follow by reading script. Recorded history is about 5,000 years old. So we have this dark age, this dark age 10,000 years ago when the ice melted, to 5,000 years ago when agriculture gets up off the ground, writing gets up off the ground, records are being kept. We have knowledge about these civilizations, beginning about 5,000 years ago. But there's a gap. I mean, that's all we can say. Without evidence, it's all speculation. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Yes, my name is Martin Hall. The radio station is WMKT, and the town is of Lansing, Michigan. And my question is that everybody's talking about, I've been listening to your program, everybody's talking about going back in the time machine and stuff, and they're thinking about changing their lifestyle or whatever. My question is that can they use it for history to prove about the history books, see if they're right or wrong? There's some positive implications for it, but I was wondering how you felt about that. I mean, it would be really, really kind of nice to know what actually happened to, like, JFK or whatever. Thank you very much, and have a good day.
Well, unfortunately, it is wishful thinking to believe that somebody out there has created a time machine. So far, no one has been able to create a time machine in their basement. And the theory seems to indicate that the energy necessary to create a time machine is absolutely staggering. We're talking about the energy comparable of a black hole. And a black hole, in turn, is powerful enough to swallow up the entire solar system. So you got to be careful when you start to think about time travel. Now, is there a theory of time travel? And the answer is yes. Newton thought that gravity was like an arrow. You fire it, it moves in a straight line, never turns back. Einstein comes along and says, nope, time is like a river which speeds up and slows down and has whirlpools, and maybe even forks into two rivers. So if the river of time can have a whirlpool, it means you can go back and in some sense change the past. But what happens is the universe then forks into two worlds. One world is the world that you grew up with. Your history hasn't changed at all. The other split is a new universe that you've then messed up. You've messed up their history. You stopped JFK from being assassinated. You stopped Abraham Lincoln from being assassinated. You've changed that history. But it's not your history. Your history, we think, is sewed up and cannot be changed. You've changed the history of a parallel universe. Now, is this all theory? Yes. It's theory that's backed up by Einstein's theory. But again, prove it. We cannot. Okay, well, unfortunately, that's time is up. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku. And if you want to know more about Science Fantastics, you can go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or pick up a copy of my latest book, Quantum Supremacy, now a New York Times bestseller. It's a book about the coming of a new generation of computers that will make digital computers look like an abacus, look like an adding machine. That's how powerful quantum computers are. Get a copy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.